The vast majority of Americans say they want to age in their own homes. NPR's Ina Jaffe covers aging, and today she introduces us to a Los Angeles man who helps people do that. Leon Watts III has been rehabbing homes for decades. As his clients have aged, he's seen their needs change. So he decided he could do even more for them if he got a master's degree in gerontology.
Yeah, thank you. Leon Watts III stands out among his fellow gerontology students. They all look to be under 25. He's 66. And since he's been working with older adults for a long time, he's not shy about giving his classmates some advice.
If you're going to be working with seniors, you have to be patient enough to listen to their stories and even ask questions about their life.
This was one of Watts' last classes before graduation from the University of Southern California. His professor, George Shannon, says it's been great having him in his class.
Because his perspective is so broad, and he's not afraid to talk up and to say things. I love it, and it's wonderful to have older students in class.
A couple of weeks later, Leon Watts is in work shoes and a T-shirt that says Guardian Home Services.
So what I'm working on today is finishing up the vent system for the generator.
The generator is outside the home of Lee and Suzanne Chase. They're both in their late 80s. Watts can walk around their home and point to the improvements he's made here over the decades, the widening of a driveway, the fencing on the upstairs deck. But now he has some more serious work to do. Lee Chase had a fall. With Watts sitting by his side, Chase explains that he was allowed to come home from the hospital only if he got round-the-clock care.
I don't know how long it's going to last. It's a little expensive, and I don't have any income anymore. Between all this medical care and Leon, there's not much left. I told you I'd get you.
The Chase's home is a traditional two-story with bedrooms upstairs. So for now, Lee Chase sleeps in a hospital bed in the dining room. Next on Leon Watts' agenda is a chairlift for the back stairs. But Lee Chase isn't so sure.
Because I can still go up and down the front stairs, and that's good exercise for me.
Yeah, but the chairlift's going in anyway, says his wife, Suzanne Chase.
It's only just very recently that it really hit us that we are not just old, but I had pneumonia over New Year's, and I felt really old. It's a whole new ballgame. Before, it was just a thought that, oh yes, sometime in the future.
So you were always planning for the future, and on the future all of a sudden happened, it
yes,
sounds like.
Right. Because we planned on this being our house until we were carried out feet first.
Out in the backyard, Leon Watts says that the Chase's situation illustrates the point he wants to get across to all of his clients. Do the work on your house before it's an emergency. Make a plan for home care before you need it. Designate someone to make medical decisions for you. This is where his gerontology degree fits in.
My dream idea is to develop a firm that would have all these different professional people, sort of a holistic management service for my clients that want to age in place. The home modifications and maintenance is just part of it.
As Watts has aged along with his clients, he's gained a deeper appreciation of how much home means when you're older.
When you can't ski anymore, you don't golf anymore, your friends aren't around anymore, and your kids have grown up and they've gone and everything. The only familiar thing in a person's life is their home.
And Watts says it doesn't matter whether it's a big old family home like the Chase's or a one-bedroom apartment. That territory is all yours. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.